If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, don't forget to leave a like. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the delinquent, Jay, and with me is the monster file, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty okay, Jay. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. I guess I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty okay, Jay. And what did we watch this week?
We watched... Hold on. The Dungeon Classic, or I guess Monster Classic, Is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon, Season 3.
And you have... Oh, actually, I have the synopsis. And it comes from our friends over at High Dive. When Bell encounters a frightened little girl in the dungeon, he doesn't think twice to help. But this simple act of kindness has consequences. The girl is a monster, and proof that monsters can be eerily human. Not everyone can accept this. Pretty much, yeah.
That's pretty much the entire anime.
It's weird. So, I was telling Jay about this, that there was like three novels
Three novels were that. Yeah, three novels worth of story within this one season.
And I guess I could kind of see it. Like, one novel is them finding her. But only it feels like so... I don't know. It feels like lackadaisical, like nothing.
It should be one light novel. Yeah.
Like, it feels like a chapter or two.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe not a chapter. It seems like you said, it seems like a whole book, at least.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess you can see how it's like broken up. It's like they, yeah, they find her.
They could probably do it.
They take her back to the, like, it ends where the first book ends, where they find the village.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes all the way to fighting the Daedalus's dude, his descendant.
Yeah.
Is the end of the second book.
Getting Rene back.
Yeah. And then the last part is them trying to get back to the dungeon.
All right, get the monsters back to the dungeon.
You know what's a really cool thing, Jay? It has nothing to do with this.
What's that?
But there is a game. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's a roguelike. It's called Enter the Gungeon.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of the sequel?
No.
It's called Exit the Gungeon.
That's funny.
So, like, the whole premise is that, you know, you got to the bottom of the gungeon,
mm-hmm.
and now you have to get out.
That's pretty cool.
And because, like, you just recently killed everything from the bottom, that means things are weaker on the bottom now. Mm. And as you go to the top, because things have had a longer time to...
Recuperate,
it's stronger.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty neat, pretty neat idea.
Isn't that game, the first one's pretty old, right? Isn't it old?
Yeah, probably. Probably like PS4.
Not like super old, but like...
Yeah, PS4, PS3 maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, how about some facts, Jay, about Enter the Gungeon?
Enter the Gungeon. I don't have that, but I have the facts for this anime.
There you go.
So, is it wrong to Is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon Season 3 is a fantasy harem sword and sorcery anime released in 2015. This season has 12 episodes. This is based on the light novel by Fujino Omori. And I believe this is the only thing he's done or written. This was directed by Hideki Tachibana. And he's directed a few anime that we've covered. H2O Footprints in the Sand. Dragon Crisis. And I don't think we did this one, but When They Cry, Kira. Did we do Kira?
I don't know what that is. Is that like a side story? One of the side stories, like the OVAs.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't think we've done that one yet.
No, that
Because we need Sotsu and Go, I think, is the other two that we need to do.
Kira is like that's like an OVA arc, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Okay.
All right. So the studio is JC Staff, and we've done a few anime by them as well, which is Revolutionary Girl Utena, Azumanga Daio, The Familiar of Zero, and Kimi Kiss Pure Rogue. This is licensed by Crunchyroll. The music is done by Keiji Inai, and he's done one anime that we've done, which was Hyouka.
Oh, I go.
And along with that, he's done music for one of the Star Wars Visions episodes, and he did music for the video game that you like, Aaron, Gravity Rush. And speaking of music, the opening song is called Over and Over, and it's by a band called Iguchi. And actually, I don't know if that's a band or if it's a person.
Mm-hmm.
Because they might be referring to like maybe a voice actor or something like that, but there was no link in the name, so. And I couldn't see, it's not the guy that did the music, that's for sure. Because the ending song is called Evergreen, and that's somebody by somebody named Dajo. Dajo. So I don't know if that's like a one person or maybe one of the voice actors. I didn't look into it too much.
Nah, it's fine.
And then as for cross media, there's the light novel that this was based on. There's the manga. And Aaron told me that there's a movie as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
One movie?
Yes, one movie.
And did you look at the ending?
For what? The movie? No, I didn't want to sign into High Dive. I was too lazy.
Oh, okay. All right. So do you have anything general? Or do you want to talk about the music, Aaron?
Not really.
You know what's funny? There was like a song in this anime that really reminded me of, now this is going to sound weird, but Breath of the Wild, Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was like, I think it's like Kakariko Village or something like that. The music from there that sounded, it was like a flutey song. That's the only one that stood out to me with the music. What about the openings and endings?
They're all right.
Yeah, I think I skipped most of the time. I skipped them.
Yeah.
They weren't that.
It's whatever.
Yeah, you know what's funny about like the opening and ending? Is I feel like they're like, it feels like the same songs as like the other season's openings and endings. Like it's like has that same vibe of those previous seasons.
You know, real quick, Jay, you know what's funny about that?
Mm.
What was the name of that person who did the opening? What's her name again?
Iguchi?
Yeah, so her name's Yuka Iguchi. She is a voice actor.
Oh, okay, so these are voice actors then.
Oh, well, Yuka Iguchi is. Yeah, she played. She plays one of the Japanese gods people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's funny. I was like just looking at her voice work. She's done a lot of voice work.
Hmm.
And then the other person is a band, Saju no Hana.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you mention what they did?
No.
Because I was I was looking. I'll be honest. I was not paying attention. I think they yeah. So what's actually really cool is that they're a part of Mob Choir.
Oh, okay.
Which is cool.
So they worked with the Mob Psycho songs.
Yeah. Or one of the people is
one of the people in the band.
Yeah, is part of Mob Choir. Oh, that's actually kind of cool. He's the 37th member of Mob Choir. I guess there's 100 people in the Mob Choir. He's number 37. Pretty
cool. Yeah, because there is like gang vocals in some of the songs, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she's the vocalist, one of the vocalists. Yeah, which is pretty cool. Never mind. I don't want to get too crazy into this. There's a lot of interesting stuff I was just reading about their thingy. But
all right, Aaron, do you have anything general you want to talk about?
I mean, not really. Just funny.
Like, I know.
Yeah, so I mean, I really, I don't know about you, but I like really enjoyed this season. It was a very like junk food season. Nothing like really, really happens.
Nothing like significant really happens.
Yeah, and it like throws you into the world. Like, does he even like attempt to like acclimate you?
Mm-hmm.
Which I like, I kind of appreciate, kind of don't, because it just starts like, I feel like I missed an episode.
Right.
Like, it just starts with like, oh, like they're chasing Vinay and he just finds her.
Yeah, and saves her right off the bat. And then it's just like nonstop. There's like no breathing room within this season.
Yeah.
It's like all, it's all about Vinay and the monsters.
Yeah, Vinay. Vinay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, which I don't mind, because I thought it was very interesting. I think like the most interesting part about this anime is like the lore more than anything. Because like when they started talking about like, you know, the different gods, they started talking about like Daedalus and his like bloodline.
Yeah.
Like all that stuff is like really interesting to me. And then it's like Bell isn't. I don't find anybody in Bell's party like, you know who I do actually find interesting is like that fox, the fox girl.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't really do anything this season.
The fox girl that
that tipped off the support,
the merchant girl, right?
No, the support girl.
Not merchant girl. Yeah, the support girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, she's pretty cool. She's, is she part of what's his face's guild, Hermes?
No, she's part of Hestia. The one who's their maid now.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one that gave him the information, that gave the support girl the information at the bar.
Oh, you're talking about that? No. No, I'm talking about the other one. The one that's actually in their familia.
Yeah. The one that could do, like, buffs.
Yeah. The one that gives him, like, that level buff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, besides that, like, I don't know. This is another, like, meh anime. Like, it just exists. Like, it sucks. Like, I want to talk. Like, I don't know, like, I want to talk about it, but it's kind of, like, lame.
Yeah, because, like, I feel like not a lot of stuff really, like, nothing was really resolved within this season. I feel like they,
like, they introduced the idea, but, like, it didn't really pay off.
Right.
And I kind of wish it did. I wish it was a more complete arc. It kind of ends on, like, a really flat note, too. Where it's like, oh, yeah, everybody's back to where they are. And
it's like everything is like, they're back to zero. Like, Bell's okay with the guild.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, and I Hestia drop-kicked Hermes.
Like, oh, you.
Yeah.
Trying to make us hate monsters again.
Yeah. But again, that turn was also kind of weird. But I get it, because, like, Hermes is like, he's, like, very self-fulfilling.
Right.
But, like, at other points, he's like, oh, yeah, let me try to help. But I guess that's part of his, like, duality in nature, I guess, right?
Right. Help for his own advantage.
Right. But it's really what, I don't know. I thought it was a little too much, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this in the beginning, Jay, but who's your favorite girl in this series? It's a lot of good ones in this one.
I feel like the one that, like, in this season that I like the most. Actually, you know what? Spider-Girl is my favorite girl of this season.
Man, and if she didn't, like, die immediately.
I know. She was so cool.
Yeah.
And, but other than her and like a girl from like the past seasons is the guild girl. I forget her name.
I forget her name too. You gotta have to look that up.
Yeah.
But her the harpy girl was also really cool.
Mm-hmm.
That she was.
Oh mean. Yeah, she's super dope.
Yeah.
There was like two of them.
Yeah.
One that was like already captured, and then the one that was
with the one them that the dies, whole time. The one that gets its throat slit or whatever.
Mm.
Man, you know, fuck. Speaking of kind of hard scenes to watch. Man, when Vine tore off her wings and her claws. That was kind of crazy.
Dude, it was like, what is it with fingernails in anime that we've like watched everything that has to involve fingernails?
I like Eyes was like, you know what? You're good. You can leave.
I know, right? You've proven yourself. You ripped off your own wing. Yeah. I feel like that's probably would be impossible to do yourself.
Oh, she's that strong. That term in Jane.
Yeah, unless she has like crazy strength. Yeah. But
she at least snapped off her fingernails.
Oh yeah, that one I could believe.
Gosh dang.
The guild girl's name is Ina. Ina Tuli.
That's a cute name, actually.
Yeah.
Also, Dog Girl. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. who is she?
I have no idea. I could not tell you.
Yeah. Belle knew who she was, and I don't know who she serves.
Again, Jay, that's what happens when we
Take
long breaks in between. I don't even remember her in, like, the others. Like, it felt like he hadn't seen her in a while, though.
Yeah.
So maybe she's like from the first season. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Google. Hold on. Let me figure this out.
Let me see if any of these names sound familiar.
Her name is Naza Ezeris.
Yeah. She is part of the Mika Familia.
Oh, the pharmacist guy? The pharmacist?
Yeah, the potion. Or the healing potions and herbal remedies.
Level 3.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So she appears in episode 10 and episode 1 of Sword Ontario.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she appeared first. Appearance was in Don Machi episode 10.
It was the first season.
Yeah. She has a missing arm too, apparently, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. So does the Minotaur.
Yeah.
The Black Minotaur. Found out that he's also a Xenos.
Mm-hmm. Oh. By Burling in the war game against the Freya Familia. I don't know what that is. Whatever. Anyway, Jay, yeah, she's cool.
Yeah.
Cool dog girl.
Mm-hmm.
Cute
little ears.
You know what was, I actually did like, there was like some very cool high fidelity shots in here. So, like, Belle versus Minotaur had some really, really dope-looking shots in it.
There was that one, like, black and white.
Mm-hmm, the impact frame of...
Yeah, but was that the Minotaur?
I think.
Or was it the gargoyle-looking dude?
I don't remember.
It was one of those
two. I just watched it. Yeah, it's one of those two. It was really, really dope-looking.
Yeah, it looked super dope. Reminded me of... Luffy punching the dragon.
Yeah, the Celestial Dragon.
Yeah, that's Celestial Dragon.
And then, so was Belle versus Dix. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's also really cool. Really, really neat.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I had more to say about this anime. I feel like I'm not saying anything about this.
I thought that fight was like ended kind of funny because like. They were, like, fighting, and, like, Belle was losing, and then Dix was like, wait a minute, follow me.
Yeah, it was super... I don't know.
Let me show you something.
This anime is more... I don't know. Like, don't think about it. But the more, like, you don't think about it, the harder it is to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, if you're just watching it for... Just to watch it, I guess. I don't know. It's fine.
You know what was another, like, weird scene? Was after Wine was, like, turned into, like, the demon version of herself and was, like, going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Going through, like, the streets. She's, like, she goes into, like, the stadium, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the people that are like holding the door wait for Bell. And then as soon as Bell goes in there, that's when they close the door. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah.
If like the goal was to capture the monster, why would they care if Bell went in there?
Yeah, it's true. Also, gotta say the crappy this skeleton mage knows revive, it's fine.
Oh yeah. That was pretty cool. No consequence as well.
No consequence. And she probably got her nails and wing healed back up.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was like, yo, bring back the Spider Girl. Go find her.
I know, right? Might as well. Bring back all the people that died.
Well, to be fair, they mentioned like beast spirits that... See, I would like the idea that they're... And it didn't make sense that he was like, oh, yeah, well, you know, beasts or the monster spirits get reincarnated. And then, like, over and over, they, like, become restless or whatever.
Right.
But it seemed to me that more than anything, they were human spirits.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like.
Yeah, because they all had, like, memories of the outside.
Right.
And as monsters, if they were monsters over and over again, they wouldn't have those.
Yeah, they would just remember the dungeon. Not a sunset.
Yeah. So we'll, I don't know. I guess that might be a thing for later on.
Yeah. Or maybe I feel like that's going to.
Heard something, but.
Yeah. Maybe it's like something like they take on the memories of like the humans they kill or something like that.
Oh, something. Oh, all right, Jay. Art cinematography. Art's very whatever. I mean,
yeah. Like, I mean, the girls are cute.
Yeah,
there's a lot of girls in this anime.
I mean, it's not wrong to pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. I can't just think of anything to talk about this anime. It's so hard.
I know. You know, I felt kind of disappointed that, like, nobody, like, I was hoping somebody would join Bell's crew, and yeah, nobody did.
Yeah, no one did at the end.
Yeah. I was, like, I think in the last podcast, I was hoping that Wine would join, but that wasn't the case. I mean, maybe later on she joins.
Yeah, maybe.
After our monsters are accepted, but...
Again, no consequence. Kind
right.
of the season.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of just went
I mean, there were
some
monsters died.
Yeah. But they were whatever. They're just introduced to die.
How'd you like that one bald dude getting killed immediately after he harpooned? Oh,
whatever. It's just they needed something to they need a plot thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, oh, how'd he get up to the top of the Colosseum? How'd he No, they were going to be there. I'm like, okay, whatever. They just needed, like...
I thought it was really comedic how he died. He just gets squished.
Oh, yeah. That's what makes it more dumb, too.
Yeah.
Like, immediately he gets, like, squished by the gargoyle.
Yeah, and then Dix dies off-screen as well, right? By the Minotaur?
Yeah, the Minotaur slices him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you got any other cinematography, Jay, you want to talk about?
Other than that white fighting thing that happened, and I don't think there's much cinematography here.
I mean, a lot of the battle cinematography is really nice. I did really like when Bell's found the Minotaur, you see his one of his blades just explodes.
Right.
Like, that was, like, really cool. Like, it was really fast, really cool scene.
His fight with Aiz was also pretty cool.
Yes, the fight choreography in here is really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fun. Character, Shay, you want to talk about some characters?
Let's see. Do you want to talk about anybody new? Like Wine?
I mean, Wine's cute.
Yeah. I feel like she's like really over attached to Bell, but she is like a kid. Kid monster.
Yeah.
So I guess...
It's easy, Janet. So you're going to be like, oh, no, I'm sweet baby character. I love you.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that everybody confessed their love to Belle.
No. Even with what's her face? The raccoon girl. She's really cute with it as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, like I love Belle too. It's like, oh my god. Everyone else is like, oh yeah, he's cool. Yeah, I love him.
Yeah. And Belle was like, I love everybody.
No. All right, Jay, who else do you want to talk about? You want to talk about the gargoyle? Because that dude was cool.
Yeah, he was super dope. I'm glad he didn't die.
Yeah, the gargoyle was really cool.
It's funny that they escaped, like, unscathed as well. Like, they were literally surrounded by, like, everybody.
That's what I'm saying. And Jay, don't think about it.
Here, get under this magic cloak.
I know. Just don't think about it, Jay. It's fine.
Everybody's distracted.
I like how Hermes, like, one wrench gets thrown into Hermes' plan. He's like, oh, it's ruined. What did freaking his mage do?
The blue hair girl?
Yeah. Remember, I'm not going to ask for apologies. And she, like, had these, like, red daggers she was holding up.
Yeah. I think she made the Minotaur go, like, berserk.
But it didn't. It wasn't berserk.
It was still in control after a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand.
I felt like that's what it was, but then he regained his conscience pretty quick.
Also, it's really dumb that Hermes was like, oh, yeah, here's this bracelet. Or the brace or whatever, so he could attack the guild girl. I thought that was also kind of dumb.
Yeah. But he gives it with, like, give this to Belle. And then he's like, oh, I can't take it off.
No. Again, Jay, the anime is dumb. All right. Anybody else want to talk about Jay? You want to talk about Hermes? He's cool.
Yeah, Hermes is all right. Jerk. What about Lead, the lizard dude? I like him.
Cool. CJ, we did have a conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, was there any other characters you want to talk about?
No.
So, no. What are the odds you think season 4 is going to be better?
Well, there's more episodes.
Does not necessarily mean.
Like, what I know, if it's... That doesn't mean.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how, like, this anime can keep going.
Yeah, and it's going to season 5.
Right.
Another season.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's more fun, like, okay, that's, like, whatever. But for, like, I don't know if you're feeling the same way that I am, and I've made it clear the last couple minutes here. Like, I don't know if we can do another episode on this anime. Like, if it's like this.
I know.
Like, it's just so kind of, it's kind of hard to discuss. Just because there's, like, nothing to discuss.
Right.
And I don't
know if
it's
probably something that we should have, like, probably done season 3 and 4 together or something like that.
But this is, like, I don't know, because I'm not, like, malaised on it. Like, it's not like I didn't enjoy it. Like, I really did exactly. Enjoy it.
But it's kind of, like, just hard to talk about because, like, nothing really happens in the anime.
Yeah. It's so, that's why it's so weird that it's three
chapters or three books, volumes, novels.
Because, like, nothing really of, I mean, like, interesting stuff happens, don't get me wrong, but, like, things of consequence don't really happen.
Right.
And it just, like, again, oh, okay, this arc ends, all right, I gotta get back to the status quo, gotta get back to zero.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it is very dumb that, like, the one thing that was gonna get Belle back into the good graces would have been like, oh, the fight with the Minotaur.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought it would have been really interesting if they didn't, like, if they still kept them as, like, a pariah.
Right.
And kept the familia, like, side item.
Right.
Because then they would have been, like, at least, like, his convictions would have been more tested.
Yeah. That like, way. he's still being ostracized by the community.
Yeah. And so, I don't know. Also, kind of sucks that people still call him Little Rookie.
Even though he's
been doing all this stuff. It's fine. Yeah. I guess we're only, what, 11 volumes in?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it kind of is still new, but whatever. From what I've heard from, like, my friend who's watched season 4, he said it's pretty good. So, like, I don't know about you. I'd give it one more chance.
Yeah, I'd definitely give it another chance. Like it wasn't, like, it wasn't bad by any means.
But
it was
just my
entertaining.
Yeah, just but my problem with it is, like, I don't know. I can't really talk about it. Like, this is what the whole podcast is.
Yeah. Like, there's really nothing to discuss.
Yeah, it's just we got from point A to B to C to D, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some pretty scenes in there. That was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I think it's like one of those things, right, where they talk about, you know, all video games are repetitive. It's just that how they hide the repetitiveness is the key.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever heard that phrase before. Like,
no.
Like, if you ever say, like, oh, this game's repetitive, it's like, no, like, all games are repetitive. All games you have to do, or not all games, but, like, every game has you do a few things, and that's it.
Right.
There isn't, like, 1,000 different things you can do. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm playing...
Even, like, in an open-world game.
Like, I'm playing Spider-Man, right? Right now. And Spider-Man's like, oh, like, you swing through the city, and you fight some people. You swing through the city, you fly some a bit. And, like, that's it. Like, it's just a few things doing over and over again. But the good games can disguise its repetitiveness. Or if the repetitive things that you're doing are fun, then you don't really care that they're repetitive.
Right.
This thing here is just, I don't know, like, all that to say, this anime is, like, it doesn't do anything special. It doesn't do, like, it doesn't stand out. It's just, like, again, it's an anime that exists.
Right.
And it seems like it's, nothing's happening where we could watch, like, a slice of life anime where objectively, like, nothing happens.
Right.
And we can still be like, oh my god, like, this is really good. Like,
yeah.
So, I don't know. That's how I kind of feel about it.
Yeah.
I would say after season 4, when we cover it, if it's the same,
that'll be the determining
I don't know if you feel
that'll
the
be
same
the determining
way.
Factor whether we watch the last season. Well, I don't even know if season 5 will be the last season, but
right,
we'll see.
Because I don't even mind, like, if we had, like, a week off or whatever, like, I wouldn't even mind even watching that just to watch it.
Yeah,
there was nothing. Usually when we watch something that's, like, really good or something that's, like, at least we can talk about, it's like, oh, I can't wait to talk to Jay about this.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that made me say that was, like, the beginning, because it was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, I'm like, eh, whatever. All right, Jay.
All right.
Any final thoughts before you end the wrap-up?
I hope the next season's better. But not that this is a bad.
Yeah, that's the crazy part, right?
You know what the thing is I was expecting more. I think what I like about, like, the first and second seasons, I think it's more lighthearted, and I like the lighthearted parts more than the dingy, dark season that we got this one.
That's fair.
This time.
Like, it's serious.
I feel like it's missing something that made me want to watch it in the first place.
You know what it's missing for me? That we, like, we're talking about it. It's lack of focus on characters.
Right.
Like, we have, like, a bajillion, like, the cast is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, like, for me, that's, like, a really big downfall. Right. It's like, well, I want to know more about, you know, like, I was, funny enough, today I was thinking about, like, man, I really want to know more about the Loki familia.
Mm-hmm.
And those the Amazonesses on there, like, they're all pretty. Mm-hmm. They're both pretty cool,
right?
Same thing for, like, oh, I want to know more about the Hermes familia. I want to know about the guild. I want to know more about everything else besides like Belle. Like I don't care.
Right.
Everything else is like way more interesting.
You know what's funny is like all the monsters and like the different races in this anime, they all look kind of like to compare it to like something like Slime, where I feel like all the different monsters and stuff in that anime look pretty cool and like unique and different. I feel like this one looks a little generic. Like the elf dude looks like a straight like something out of like Golden Axe or something.
Oh, that's a really good thing. What about Dog Girl? Dog Girl's pretty cool.
Yeah, Dog Girl's cool. But like the literal monsters, I'm thinking of.
Oh, literal! I get you.
Yeah.
The harpy just looks like a harpy. They're kind of generic, yeah. Except for Vine. Vine looks pretty cool.
Yeah, with her one wing.
Yeah, especially like her monster form, where she looks more like a Lamia almost.
Lamia, yeah.
Pretty cool. All right, Jay. Oh, yeah. would you think of the Minotaur being the Minotaur from the first season? That was really neat. I mean,
yeah, I liked it. He had the memories of fighting Belle.
Yeah, that was nice. And
Belle loses this time.
Yeah, he's like, well, we're even. Now next time, we're going to fight to the death.
I was like a little confused why he was upset about losing. Because then that would mean he would killed one of the Xenos.
No, that's fine, Jay. It was a battle amongst men. That's what it is. Also, that fight doesn't make sense, but it's whatever.
Yeah. Even the god, that god dude said that, right? That's a battle between men.
Yeah, Ganesha.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right, Jim.
All right.
What caused that thing to give away Vine went to go save that little girl? What caused that damage that made that archway fall on that little girl?
Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember.
Because it was like super random.
Wasn't it like they were doing some sort of construction, right? Or something like that? Like it was like a rope that like snapped, I think.
I thought it was like an archway that crumbled.
The archway was the second one that she saved.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's the one I'm talking about.
Oh.
What caused that archway to crumble?
I don't know. Probably the elf dude's earthquake attack.
So dumb. Anyway. Alright, Jim. Accessibility. I mean, anybody can watch it. There's a little bit of fan service. Mm-hmm. Not too much. It's whatever. And you can
watch. You know what I kept thinking about? Like, speaking of fan service, you know what I kept thinking about, like, this whole anime?
What?
It was like, we've probably mentioned this before in the other podcasts, but Hestia's like little ribbon around her waist.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, like what's the purpose of that?
You know, I think the first time we did this podcast, I talked about how dumb it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I remember, I think I watched the first season and I was like, I do not freaking like this. This is dumb. Her design's dumb. What does her boob ribbon even do? Like, and
it's like, she's like,
yeah, it's,
and it's like in a weird place. It's like, it's under her boobs. It's like in like her elbow area. Like, I feel like that'd be restricting. Yeah,
it's weird. I don't know. We've talked about it before. I think I had a whole rant on the last time or the first time we did it. I think the second time I was more like lax on it. I was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
It's an anime. This definitely is an anime.
Yeah. Whatever. Hestia's cute.
Yeah, she's just cute. She's
like, let her wear whatever she wants.
Lucy Christian. It's adorable.
And she randomly like wore a maid outfit in this season as well.
Because she works. She's a maid.
For who?
She works at a tavern.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Jay, how do you forget about that?
So funny. Yeah, because they were poor in the beginning.
Yeah, she still works at the tavern or whatever the hell. Her and like another god, I think, worked there, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, it's funny she still works there because there's a shot of her working there too, or whatever. I don't know. It's anime's dumb.
Yeah.
Anyway, Would you rewatch this, Jay? Yeah. I'm good.
Not this season.
Yeah, I'm fine. And what do you want from season 4 besides being better?
I'd like more downtime.
Give me kind of approaching the same thing, that same thought. Give me more focused characters.
Right.
Give me more focus on the Hestia Familia.
I want more people to join the Hestia Familia so we become, like, characters we already know about to join the Hestia Familia so we can get to know them more.
You remember season 2? There's that episode where they have, like, the bajillion people who are there to sign up.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I forget what made them not want to do it after... Because
they were probably, like, annoyed.
Hmm.
Some joke or something.
Yeah, I know it was like some sort of like misunderstanding, right?
They're like, oh, I want to do this. And they just left.
Wasn't it like didn't it involve like money or something like that? Everybody wanted like...
I don't remember.
Some sort of like... There was like a prize if you joined or something.
Heck if I know.
There was like a character that you liked that was there. Like, remember she was like always like lingering by the fence?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what happened to her?
Oh no, she's hanging out somewhere. I think she's in the Ishtar Familia, if I'm not mistaken. Oh no, it was one of the people who were gonna join, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. She probably just left. She was cute though.
Yeah.
It was wrong to pick up her, Jay. That's what I learned. Oh, you know what else we learned, Jay? Bella's 14 years old.
Bella's 14.
That's the weirdest or whatever.
More game than a whole bunch of people combined.
All right, Jay.
Doesn't even do anything.
Moment of truth. What do you give it? Well, he's a nice guy, Jay. And he has a bell in his hand. Or whatever the hell. I don't know. Argonaut. Whatever that does. Jay, what does the Argonaut do? Do you remember?
No.
Me neither. You know,
watching the sub, I've misread it a bunch of times as arrogant.
Arrogant? No, yeah. Argonaut. It's his special ability. Don't remember what it does, though.
Somebody calls him Argonaut Coon or whatever.
That's pretty funny. Do they really? That's tight.
One of the Loki Familia. Yeah. I think it's the girl with the big sword, the double sword.
Oh, she's so cool. The Amazon?
Yeah.
The one that has like her sword's like curved or whatever on both sides?
Yeah, the one that let Mine escape.
Yeah, she's cute.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay. What do you give this anime?
Like a light pass.
You give it a light pass? You give it like a meh. It's all right.
Is that going to be a new rating system?
I think so. We haven't talked about it, but...
Okay, I give it a meh.
It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah.
A meh? Yes. Because, like, I don't know. I don't dislike it enough. Again, I don't dislike it enough to not recommend it. But I don't like it enough to, like, recommend it.
It's right.
All right. It's meh. All right, Jay, now that we've picked up more girls, well, actually, that we picked up some monster girls in the dungeon.
Yeah.
What do we have? Oh, what do I have for
us? You have.
Yeah. We are doing an anime, Jay, that just came out, actually.
Wow.
It just came out.
Just finished. Did it just finish?
No, it just came out and finished.
Wow.
Because it is a Netflix anime. Actually, it came out on the 17th. It just came out. Pretty funny. We're never pressing with these, so I was like, you know what? Let's just do it. but we are doing the anime adaptation of Scott Pilgrim.
I knew it.
Takes off.
I knew as soon as you said it just finished and it was Netflix, I was like, okay, we're doing Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? We never like strike when the iron's very hot. We missed like... the One Piece train by fucking months. We still haven't done it. but yeah. I'm very excited. I watched like the first like couple minutes of it. And I was like, man, I have to stop watching this because I really want to do it for the podcast.
You know, it's funny. I just learned that the narrator in the anime is somebody I follow on Instagram. He's like a food reviewer.
Really? Oh, for the anime.
For the anime, yeah.
Oh, that's where they didn't get Bill Hader back to narrate. That's funny. Mm-hmm.
He's like a food reviewer Instagram and YouTube.
Yeah. So Scott Pilgrim takes off. It's only 8 episodes.
Cool.
So it'll be a fast watch here.
Another easy week. They're all like half hour episodes too?
Yeah, 28 minutes, I think.
Okay.
So like probably 25 after the end credits. The opening, I don't know, did I send you the opening, Jame? I don't remember. I don't
think so.
But it's so good. Really, really good. And
All right.
Yeah, if you're excited for us to review. Oh, I should ask Jay, have you seen the movie?
Yes.
I would guess your brother-in-law loves that movie, so I would guess you probably seen
it. A lot of cool things. Final Fantasy baseline.
What's really cool about the anime is they got all the actors back.
Michael Cera's the voice actor?
Yep.
Super cool.
They got Michael Cera. They got Chris Evans back. They got what's her name? Ramona Flowers. She's back. Mm-hmm. Macaulay Culkin's brother's back.
the roommate?
Yeah, the roommate. I'm trying to think of the other famous people who are in that movie.
The girl from Twilight? Is she in that movie?
I don't think so.
One of the friends from Twilight? No. I don't remember.
Anyway. Oh, what's her name? From Parks and Rec? What's her name, Jay? You know her name. Aubrey Plaza. Aubrey Plaza's in it.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah. Yo, Leslie? Leslie, no?
No, I was like, wait. Like, who was...
Yeah. No, Aubrey Plaza's in it. But from what I've, like, gathered, that may or may not have been a mistake. So we'll see. Because there is a difference between acting and voice acting, Jay.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see. Might have to switch to the Japanese dub here.
There's a Japanese dub?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
There's a Japanese dub. Oh, Brie Larson's also in it. It's another famous person in it. And, damn, I forget the other guy's name. There's another famous dude in it. Anyway, sorry. Don't want to sidetrack here. If you're excited for us to watch and review Scott Pilgrim Takes Off, or you liked our review on Is It Wrong to Pick Girls in the Dungeon Season 3? Go ahead, leave us a like, leave us a comment, subscribe to us on all your major podcasting platforms. Email us at animecherrybomb@yahoo.com and follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Everyone have a happy Thanksgiving. Stay safe. Don't drive drunk or on turkey, I guess.
Eat some mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Eat vegan this Thanksgiving, Jay.
That's what I'm doing. Mushroom gravy.
Mushroom gravy. There you go. Tofurkey.